What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Today, we're going to be talking about two subjects because I did not do a show last week. It was a very, very busy week last week, so I'm going to tie that into today's show. So, we're going to be talking about family first and the importance of family. I'm going to give you guys five reasons why family is so important. And then we're going to jump over to perseverance, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. I love perseverance. That's my favorite word. I use it all the time, and I'm always going to continue to use it. It's important to have. So, don't go away. Stay tuned. That's all coming up today on Chilling with Canada. I'm back. What is going on? I'm so excited. I'm so happy I got everything fixed, you guys, and I'm back. Tying net last week's episode into this week's episode. What's going on, you guys? Tell your family, tell your friends. Listen to my show. It's great. Positive energy all day, every day, no matter where I'm at. Thank you for all the support, you guys, and I appreciate every single one of you guys. And keep it up. Keep supporting me. Show me some love, and I'm going to bring you guys some great content. Thank you so much. What's going on, you guys? I'm your man, Canada. Today, we're going to be talking about family and why it's so important. Also, jumping over to perseverance after that, and that's my favorite word, you know, and it's so important to have. And we're going to talk about that today on Chilling with Canada. I hope everybody had a fantastic week this week. And I hope everybody enjoys the show today. So let's dive right in. Talking about family. That's our first thing. And, you know, family is so important. And, you know, there's no perfect family. I don't care whether you're the Chris Lees, you know, because there's no family perfect, you know. And each family is unique in their own way, you know, and there's so many different types of families and kinds of families, you know, but the importance of family is very, very important to have, you know, and parents are the first and most important teachers in every child's life. As children grow, you know, into their teens and early childhood, families can be that bedrock of support during times of change. You know, the more we grow up, the more things we learn, you know, we may make mistakes, and that's okay, but our families are supposed to have our back and support us. You know, they can only do so much, family is your bedrock of support, you know, physical, emotional, you know, they're supposed to be that bond and those people that you can go to and talk to and vent to and try to ask for advice or even get help. You know what I'm saying? There's five reasons why family is so important. The meet physical and emotional needs. Model good values, provide protection. That one's very important. Advocate for children's needs and offer guidance in all areas of life. And we're going to talk about every one of those today. And the first one we're going to dive into is going to be the meet physical and emotional needs. And that's coming up real quick. But first, what is family? You know, There may be people out there that have different definitions of what they think family is. Family, you know, it usually starts with the parents and children. You know, but then you have your extended family, you know, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, etc., you know. But there's also, and I can definitely say this in my life, because I really don't have any friends. Most of all my friends that I have, I really, I see them as family, you know. Sometimes we can build such close bonds with friends, and then they feel like they're part of our family, you know. So, you know, it's not uncommon for me to tell one of my boys I love them, you know, love you, man. And they'll say it back, you know. It's not uncommon for me to do that. And they do it back to me too, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't see them as friends. I see them as family, you know. There are so many, like I just said, there's so many different kinds of families. And each of them is unique in their own way, you know. Family, you know, it's about creating strong relationships and providing sense of meaning and belonging. If I'm upset, you know, or even anybody, if anybody's upset, you know, you want to be able to go to your family and talk to your family, you know, and they should be there to welcome you and hug you and give you any advice or anything you need, you know, to help you get you through whatever it is that you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? That's what family is. And it's important. And, you know, there's people out there that don't have a lot of families. And, you know, you have foster homes and whatever else is out there. So many different things with, you know, that's a family. You know, they can count themselves as family. Foster kids, you know, that's family. They have Christmas together. They eat together. You know, they talk to one another. They are there for one another. And that is what makes a family, you know. And even big groups, you know, or even your work. You know, my work, I have a big work family. And, you know, I can go to some of the people that I work with and talk to them, you know, and just have a conversation and vent to them a little bit if I have to, you know. But not everybody has that, you know. And that's going back to not taking things for granted. Don't take anything for granted, you know. I used to. I can't do it anymore, you know. There's times I don't have money for my phone bill. People are like, let me help. No, I'm okay. I'll be all right without a phone, you know, because there's people out there that don't have a phone at all. There's people out there that don't have a car at all. There's people out there that don't have a house at all. And I can't tell you how many times I hear people just complaining and whining about little crap. Like, there's no need. You have it. You have a place to live, a car to drive, a job to go to. You're making money. There's people out here more positive than you who have absolutely nothing. And when I hear people take things for granted, it really, really pisses me off, you know, because as I said in my other episodes, we have it made. In America, we have it made, you know, and people, they look at the negative. Quit looking at the negative. Look at the positive and make the positive more positive. Make it better. Be better. Stop sitting back and crying about the little shit, excuse me, that goes down. You know, you keep sitting back and complaining about it and things are getting worse. Try to change it. Be part of that change. You know, do what you can do and do it. You know, just do, you can't do everything, but you can. The little change that you do make, I promise you, it will matter. Stop taking things for granted. Just stop. But I'm going to dive back into, I kind of got off track there a little bit, but it's just aggravating because I hear it all the time. And it's like, open your eyes. Look at the bigger picture. Look at the things that you have. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, sorry, I got off track there a little bit, but excuse me. We're going to go ahead and dive in and talk about the meet physical and emotional needs. And this is very important, you know. Parents provide necessities, food, clothing, shelter, you know, for their children in their household. You know, but the importance of family, you know, it it doesn't end with physical needs. You know, they should aim to support emotional needs also. You know, a family should be a source, much more than just basic items needed for life. You know, a family, again, should be a bedrock of encouragement and respect and love to help every member thrive. You know, if I come to one of my family members and I tell them something I want to do, they should support me and be there with me. Give me advice, but don't knock me down and don't try to tell me I can't do something. You know, excuse me. My mom was adopted. So all the family that we're super close to, you know, who growing up with, you know, that's our family, you know. But we moved to Tennessee because of some family members, again, just by adoption. And we moved down here, you know, and when I was growing up, they would always, you know, give me advice. They'd give me good advice sometimes, but there were times where they would try to tell me that I couldn't do something or that they thought I wasn't going to do something. And if I did do that something, that I wasn't going to last at it, I wasn't going to be good at it. And, you know, that to me, that's great motivation for me to even to do it even better than I was going to do something, you know, just to prove you wrong. You know, don't doubt me. I love when people doubt me. Doubting me is so fun. But don't do it, because I'm going to prove you wrong. And everything that they doubted me on, I proved them wrong on, you know. And I just, I don't like that. And that's kind of why I really don't talk to them much anymore, really at all. Because of that, I don't like that. You lost respect for me. Once you doubted something that I really wanted to do instead of supporting me, you lost. I really don't want to talk to you at all, because, you know, you hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? They hurt my feelings by doing that, but it gave me more motivation and more demeanor to do that, to do that thing that they're telling me that I can't do or that I won't succeed in doing. You know what I'm saying? And beat it, do it, and prove them wrong. I love that. That's great. To me, that's great motivation, and that keeps me going. You know what I'm saying? I love that. But it's very, very important, not only physical but emotionally needs. You know what I'm saying? You know, my life, I'm not even going to say my life. People's lives in this time of day, they're rough. And more people are depressed, you know, and just upset all the time. And yes, I understand why, but when I get upset now, I kind of like to be by myself and just vent a little bit and look at the bigger picture, because the picture is big. And yes, on my picture, you know, on our picture, this is like, there's these negatives, you know, but there's also these positives and there's these good, not just bad. You know what I'm saying? And I look at the good instead of the bad, because if we just keep looking at the bad, we're going to be stuck there, and somehow we're going to keep ending up on the bad more than we will on the positive and on the good. Look at the positive and make more positivity. You know, I don't even know if that makes sense, to make more positivity. Be more positive, you know, and be that little bit of change will go a long way. I promise you. We can't fix everything, but we can fix what we can fix little by little. And the more people that do it, the greater chance of more people doing it and more people doing it and more people doing it. And it's just, the feeling is just, it's amazing, you know. The next topic is, it's helps model, I don't even, it's not a topic. The next, you know, the next one, whatever. Helps model and good values. In children's earliest years, you know, they look to parents as role models. If you show them positive behavior, such as kindness and caring for those people in need, they will more than likely follow in your footsteps. this generation of kids, you know, in elementary schools, you know, there's one school down here that's, it's a low income school, you know what I'm saying, and kids need a little bit more attention, but there's only so much that teachers and even principals and assistant principals and even the SROs can do if these kids start acting up. There's only so much, and nobody ever knows what's going on at the house behind closed doors, you know, and the kids are going to do what they see their parents do, or the even just grown-ups around them. They're going to see that, and they're going to be like, oh, shoot, that's cool. I'm going to do it too, you know, and that's where they get that from, and it's important that we try not to do that. You know, there's cuss words that may slip up in front of a kid, you know, and stuff like that, but as of respect, and that's a parent's job. You're supposed to teach your kid respect, and they're supposed to then, they'll start applying it, you know, when they meet people growing up, you know, but if you don't teach them any respect when they're younger and they get to be 15, 16, well, now you're starting to, you know, grow up. You're going to get a job at 16, if not 17 or 18, you know, and if you don't know what respect is and you go around disrespecting people, well, it's not good. It's going to get you beat up. It's not going to have you any friends. You're not going to have nobody to talk to, because people want respect, you know, and if kids growing up don't see their parents or any adults around them respect people, well, I mean, then they're not going to. Why should they? You know what I'm saying? Remember that much of what you teach your children is taught indirectly through what you say and do every day. You know, if you're walking around just cussing people out, flipping people off, you're most likely your kids are going to start doing that too. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's good to not to get into that habit of teaching your kids respect. You know, when they start to turn 9 or 10, even 8, shoot, even 7, start teaching them a little bit about respect. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know, help people out. Hold the doors for women. You know what I'm saying? Ladies first. Teach them that stuff. Man, and there's some parents out there that just don't give a shit. They don't care. You know, they're going to let the kid do what they want and move on. They just don't care. You know, and that's kind of scary for this generation growing up. Really, really is. But the next one is provide protection. You know, and that's so important. You know, when children feel protected, they can enjoy the magic and wonder of childhood. You know, they don't need to waste energy worrying about issues that they can't control. And they can engage in meaningful play and favorite pastimes. If you choose to have a kid, you know what I'm saying, that child shouldn't have to worry about what difficulties you're going through. He should just be a kid. You know what I'm saying? Don't overlook emotional protection. You know, you may have concerns about finances, the health of aging family members, or the stability of your employment. You're going through stuff. But again, if you're going through that stuff, you should be able to go to your mom or your dad, your uncle, your aunts, even a best friend who you consider, again, family, and talk to them. And they should be able to be there with you and kind of pick you back up and talk to you, you know, and you vent to them and they talk to you, give you some advice and help you out to make you feel better about yourself again, you know. It's okay to be upset, and it's okay to kind of just let all your emotions out, you know, but just do it and then just carry on with your day. Because if you get stuck on that all day, your whole day is now ruined, you know, and then you've had a miserable day. Let all your emotions out. Take 30 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes, however long it takes you. Do that. Calm down, breathe, and move on. You know, mistakes happen. Things happen. And emotions are normal. It's normal to have emotions. You know what I'm saying? But we just have to, we have to remember all that. You know, be there for your family. You know, we may not all always get along. And your family may do things to make you mad. And you may do things to make them mad. You know, it's normal. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when your family needs you, or you need your family, be there for them. You know, because at the end of the day, you'll always have them. Unconditional love is an amazing thing. You know, and it's not going to go away. They may be mad at you. They'll get over it. And if you're mad at them, well, you'll get over it. You know, but don't not talk to your family. You know, I'm going to tell you a personal story real quick. And I'm not going to get too personal with it. But it's experience that I had, you know, when I was growing up after I graduated high school. I'm tired. Excuse me. After I graduated high school, I kind of got involved with the wrong crowd. And my mom was kind of fed up with it. And she was like, my rules, my house, or you can get out. And at that point, well, I'm not about to be in at a certain time. And I'm not about to check in with you. That's for damn sure, you know. So I think I can survive out on my own. Boy, was I wrong. So I moved out. And I got involved doing things I didn't need to be doing. And I actually went, I believe it was almost a, if not a year, without speaking to my mom. And that was probably the worst mistake of my life. And at that time, shoot, I wasn't thinking about that. I didn't care. I did not care. I cared about having fun, partying, and doing drugs. That's all I cared about. And one day, I wanted to go see her, so I did. And, you know, we talked, and it was upsetting, you know. And my brother, he was still living in Jersey back at the time. And I remember he was down here visiting, or he may have been living down here. I'm not sure. He may have moved down here then, but I'm not too sure. And I remember he was very, very angry. Very, very angry. And it was time for me to learn a lesson. You know, and the only way I was going to learn that lesson, obviously, wasn't going to be through my mom, you know, because she'd yell at me and she'd get mad with me. You know what I'm saying? And I needed to learn a lesson. And the only way I could have learned that lesson was with my brother telling me how it really was and how it's going to be if I didn't change my ways. And it was a scary moment for me, but at the same time, it was a reality check that I got to get my shit in check. You know, I have family over here that I haven't talked to in a year, right? Who are supposed to have my back, and I'm supposed to be able to have their back and go to talk to them when I need to. And I just didn't care. You know what I'm saying? But in that moment, after that happened, you know, I remember I got back in my buddy's truck and we pulled off, and I was just thinking, man, I need to change my shit ASAP. Because pretty soon I may not have a family anymore if I blow it and keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, after that, I started realizing it's time to fix me. You know what I'm saying? And had to go away for a little bit, but it's okay. You know, I'm back and I'm good. I'm good. Family is so important, you guys. It is so important to have family and always keep that family. You have fights. It's okay. You'll talk smack about them. Man, I'm tired of him, blah, blah, blah. You'll get over it. You'll move on, you know. But there's people, like I said, that don't have family. And we need family, you know, point blank. Everybody needs, it's nice to have family. It helps you feel better about yourself to have family. Now, my favorite word. We're going to dive in talking about perseverance. My nose is so stuffy. My mom hit me up today. She goes, you really shouldn't sniffle in your episodes. And it's like, well, allergies are a killer, man. But sometimes it happens. And I try to, like, get away from the microphone and do it. But I don't want to keep doing that, you know. So I kind of just sound all congested. So I am sorry about that. But jumping right into my favorite word, perseverance. You know, and having perseverance, it's so also so important. And it's been the topic, you know, on my Facebook page. Anyone who's not on my Facebook page, go ahead and follow Chilling with Canada. It's an open page, positivity. Wake up every morning with a quote. I do a word of the week. And at the end of the week, I'll go ahead and do an episode of that word and post it on all the podcast platforms and on the Facebook page. So go ahead and give that a follow, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Also, let's dive right in talking about perseverance, and we know what it means, but why is it important in life, and how can we use it in our lives? How does it help us overcome obstacles? You know, many of us have been known to persevere in spite of the challenges that we face. You know, let's face it, we all have challenges and goals. You know, everybody does. Everybody's is different. You know, it could be as simple as writing a blog post. You know, and on the other hand, an even bigger challenge could be learning to be independent again. You know, after quadruple amputations, you know what I'm saying? Every day we face obstacles. But without the goals to overcome our challenges, we would never grow forward in our lives. You know, life would be stagnant. You know what I'm saying? There's a famous quote, "When you stop growing, you start dying." You know, and that was by William S. Burroughs. You know, nobody wants that. I don't care who you are. Nobody wants that. People want to continue to live life and continue to grow. You know, faith and perseverance go hand in hand. You know, there's this story that I read, and it's about this single mom, and I'm going to read you something that I read, and it says, "When I was first learning to live as an amputee, every day was a struggle. In the early days, my kids were teenagers. They still needed their mom. You know, giving up at a critical time in their lives would have been devastating to them. So I fought hard, and I showed them why perseverance is important." So, and I guess this lady lost 4 limbs. You know, and her kids were still growing up. You know, they still needed to have that mom and have that person. And she needed to have perseverance and persevere over all these struggles and just do the best that she can do, you know, and do her best. That's it. You know, the 5 benefits of perseverance. You know, perseverance means pushing through and finding silver linings in all the rain clouds. You know, by choosing to press on despite difficult circumstances, we become stronger. You know, we become more confident. There's a blessing in each step and each characteristic. Your willingness to seek those blessings shows the importance of perseverance. You know, and the first one is perseverance builds character. You know, and character is the way you think or even behave or act. You know, a strong character shows others that you're committed to achieving the goals that you set. You know, whether they're big or small, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't waver when times get rough. You know, follow through on what you say you're going to do. If you make it a commitment, then see it through to the end. You know, and I'm not saying you're going to get right to the end. I'm not saying stuff's not going to get in your way, because stuff's going to get in your way. You know, and stuff's going to try to slow you down, but you can't let it slow you down. You have to keep pushing through it, finding ways to get around it, and go to reach your goals. You know, reach your goals. Do what you want to do. You know, don't hang around people that are trying to tell you that what you want to do sucks or you shouldn't do it. You don't need those people. Those people should support you in what you want to do and help you get there. You know, The power of perseverance, it shows the willingness to keep moving forward despite the obstacles that stand in the way. You know, this is how perseverance builds character. You know, character is the ability to carry out a decision long after the emotion of making that decision was made. That is such a true statement. You know, character is the ability to carry out a decision long after emotion of making that decision was made. Sorry, you guys, I don't know what happened. My mic muted, I guess. I'm not sure what happened. But the next one is perseverance makes you push the limits of your comfort zone. We all have a comfort zone, and leaving our comfort zone can sometimes be, we can be a little uncertain about it, you know, and a little awkward about it, but that's okay. You know, anytime we're faced with a challenge, it pushes the limits of our comfort zone. You know, it's natural to want to put brakes on sometimes. There's often fear involved when you push your comfort zone. You know, I found this, this little story on here about your comfort, about somebody, you know, pushing or getting out of their comfort zone. I'm sorry. It says, now that our son has his private pilot's license, it was time for me to fulfill my promise of flying with him. This goal has been on my bucket list for quite some time, although being in the tiny cockpit at 4,000 feet scared the life out of me. But I promise it was time to show the power of perseverance to fulfill my promise and my goal. You know, and there's some more, but I'm going to stop right there, because even, like I just said, little goals or big goals, you know, people have bucket lists. Those are goals, you know what I'm saying? But the power of perseverance that she went on the airplane, no matter her fear, you know, no matter how high it was, no matter how scared she was, she had perseverance to do that because she made a promise, you know, and that was her goal, you know, to fly on the plane with her son if he got his private pilot license, and he did, and that's what she did, you know. I've seen that, and I kind of like that. That's kind of a good example. And it goes on to say, however, it forced me to push my comfort zone, and I'm so very thankful I did. You know, she said, this is a perfect example of the importance of perseverance in life. You know, it was one of the most wonderful birthday gifts I've ever received, and if it wasn't for perseverance and pushing the limits of my comfort zone, I would have missed an incredible experience. You know, she went out of her comfort zone. She doesn't like flying. She doesn't like being high in the air. But she did it for her son because she made a promise to her son and a goal that she set a goal that I was going to do this. And she did it through the power of perseverance. You know, perseverance is proof of what you're capable of. One of the benefits of perseverance is that it proves to yourself and others, you know, just what you're capable of accomplishing. You know, if you don't push yourself, you'll be stuck in your comfort zone. When that happens, you'll never reach your goals and you'll lose your confidence and you'll just go downhill. You know, living in a state of fear can be devastating. This is where you've got to take the leap of faith. You know, yeah, start with a small goal. You know, and create a strategy to reach it. Take those baby steps, you know, and remember that perseverance muscle that I was talking about earlier. You know, muscles get stronger the more we use them. So work it and prove that you're capable of anything that you set your mind to. That's true. You know, now when I say pick your goal, don't just pick any goal, you know, see what you really like and what you can see yourself doing long term, you know, and get there. You know what I'm saying? And you'll get there. You will get there. You put your mind to it. Get out of your comfort zone. You'll be just fine. You know, perseverance is important because it makes you push through your obstacles to reach your goals. You know, there was a time in my life where, there was a time in my life where I wanted to give up completely. And there were things that I was doing to try to give up completely, you know. Not many people knew about it, but it happened. It's done with. But I had people telling me what I needed to hear, you know. And I soon had to eventually snap out of my funk and continue moving on with life, you know. And then one day I just woke up and I was tired of feeling like crap. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just spread some love and spread some positivity, because when I feel positive, I feel better about who I am. And it just makes me feel great. You know what I'm saying? And I did. And doing these podcasts, man, I can't tell you how happy I am right now. Just recording this, you know, I just feel good, you know. But, and I definitely just try to hold my head up more, you know. And I don't have it rough. You know, I may be broke, but there's people broker than me. You know what I'm saying? And I have a house, I have a car, and I have a job. Two jobs. I'm grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for everything. I try not to take anything for granted anymore. Like I said, it pisses me off when people do. You know? But it's just, love your family. You know what I'm saying? Family is very, very important, and I'll continue to say that, because it is. It is so, so, so important. But that's about all I got for you guys today, and I really do hope you guys enjoyed the episodes about family and about perseverance. Have perseverance, you know. Fight through the obstacles that you face trying to reach your goal. Whether it be a small goal or a big goal, obstacles will come in your way, and you have to find ways to overcome that. And your number one way, you should be able to go to your family and talk to your family and see what their suggestions may be, or even just to vent. It's okay to let your emotions out. Go do it with family. This is the most important part of your life, you know, having that family, you know, even best friends that are family. It, keep those people close. And just, there's people with no families, you guys. I know people personally who really don't have any families, just friends, and it's sad, you know. So welcome. You know, you meet somebody new who's kind of just hangs out by himself. Man, come hang out with us, and maybe eventually he'll be part of the family. You know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate all the support I've been getting from you guys. It means so much to me. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend this weekend. And I will be back on Facebook with the word of the week. And then every day, every morning, I'll be posting a quote about that word. So tell your friends and family, Chilling with Canada. It's an open Facebook group, so go join. And I really hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chilling with Canada today, you guys. And I will see you guys next week. Enjoy this beautiful day outside. I'll see y'all. Be nice. Be the change. And always, stay positive.